I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Beers and Breakevens Late Show for round 8. We've got Anzac Day tomorrow, so the late show comes a little bit earlier. Tim had the idea of calling it the early show. I still want to keep it as the late show. We had to rub our two brain cells together to find our way through this. It was tough, wasn't it, Timber?
It was tough work, mate. I also wanted to raise, I know it is the late show this week, the early show. We get a bit rowdy, we get a bit excited. Your volume goes up 8,000% from Beers and Breakevens to the late show.
I'm excited. What can I say? What can I say? Why wouldn't you be excited? You're, it's the fucking late show.
You want to talk about that? I'm the one with headphones on.
Yeah. Smart.
Have a listen to
smart.
It.
Smart.
Fucking Catalina wine mixer over there. We have got the late show. We've got some questions that Kat's going to run us through. We need to scissors, paper, rock.
Scissors, paper, rock.
Fuck, the kid's good.
Every week.
You're on a run.
I know. I'm just untouchable.
Wow.
What have we got, Kat?
Okay. Question
You're
number one.
You're answering first, kid.
This is from Casey. It's K with an 8, so I think that's right. Casey wants to know, best replacement for Ponga?
K with an 8, very cool. Reece Walsh, 616K, never going to get him cheaper than you will right now. I think Pappenhausen's a decent alternative, but the Broncos have a great run. I know he's got a smaller floor. I know Rue hates his floor and can go low on those days. If he gets a 25, he's going to back it up with a 130. He's an absolute freak. The eye test is all you need with Kalen Ponga. Payne Haas back. Reynolds back. They're going to fly. I'm so excited. I just said Ponga. I meant Reece Walsh. Guru, what are you doing?
Kids all at sea. I'm going to bring in Simi Sasagi for Kalen Ponga this week. I'm going to move Iro to fullback, and then I'll bring in Scotty Drinkwater. I think the Cowboys, I play the Panthers this week. He's got a break even of 156. He's going to get pounded into the fucking core of the earth, lose a heap of money, and then I can see that flat track, that downhill skiers for the North Queensland Cowboys over the next few weeks. So I'll be going in the longest way possible via a little Simi Sasagi. I will be bringing in Scotty Drink Bloke.
Okay, well done. Oh, that was camera on you, Timmy. There's a lot of multitasking going
on
right
now. What is
she
doing over there?
All right, chill out. Okay, boys, Cam Smith. _0996. I wonder if this is the Cameron Smith.
I assume so. Yeah.
Me too. Pick one, DWZ or Mulitalo?
That's hard. This week, I am very confident it's DWZ. Long term, I think it's DWZ personally. What do you reckon?
DWZ. Look, the fact is Mulitalo's been outstanding this year, but he's got three doubles on the trot, so he's expensive. He's well over 700K. The Sharkies have games come into, look, the Raiders Dragons next 2 weeks, not too bad, but I do think the Raiders can bounce back into the Storm, the Roosters, the Panthers. The Warriors have a really good draw coming up. He's bottomed out in price, but he's dropped a fair bit. I think the Warriors are going to smoke the Titans. I think Dallin's getting a hat-trick this week.
I like that.
Very nice. Okay, we have had a few about this. Actually, no, I'm going to ask this one first. _ Mitch Moore wants to know, if you could bring back one player in their Supercoach prime, who would it be?
Shout out to my man Mitch Moore for starters. Mm. You're starting. Oh, also for this one, I want us to have one back and one forward.
Right, mate. Well, you're starting.
Am I starting?
I think so. Or maybe I'm starting.
No, you're starting, Timmy.
Oh, I'm starting. The back answer is boring, but Tom Trbojevic, averaged 143 back in 21. And the second greatest average of all time, I think that same year, Nathan Cleary was about 108. After that, I think it was Nico Hines' 95. 143. He was untouchable, as were Manly, at least in attack at the time. He was knocking out 180s and 200s for fun that season. I've never seen anything like it. So Tom Trbojevic, in the forwards, Anthony Lafranchi. Whenever I think of old school NRL supercoach, I think of Anthony Lafranchi. Now, on short notice, I don't have any numbers off the top of my head on Lafranchi, but around 08, 09 at the Titans, massive work rate. Scored tries, busted tackles, offload. It was also back when work rate for forwards was really rewarding the game. I just remember Lafranchi being one of the best of the best. So I'll go with them too.
Lafranchi.
Lafranchi.
One of the greats.
Have we just given up on timekeeping, by the way?
Sorry, I got a bit excited.
Because that
there.
Was monologue.
No, we haven't given up on it. It's 30 seconds.
For me, I think it's very hard to go past CP13 in your forward pack.
Yeah, God.
Getting through a heap of base, goal kicking. Thanks for coming. Absolutely love that. We decided, I think we had like a mutual agreement between us not to go Cameron Smith. That was a little bit too obvious. For the backs, yeah, he's hard to go past old Tommy Trbojevic of 2021 fame. He was fucking electric. For a long time, and I know he's still playing, but geez, for a long time there, James Tedesco was the undisputed, absolute week in, week out king. I would like to bring back, though, mate, just to plug him in the CTWs, always did a job for me, the great Benny Smith.
Oh, Benny Smith.
Probably proper old school Benny Smith, playing for the Parramatta Eels, playing in the second row, getting him at CTW, 50 a week. Cheers.
On Parramatta, dual position players, don't mind a little Manu Mau available at CTW as well.
Oh, boy. Oh, what a king. Absolute okay. weapon.
Good job. We've had a few on this. Jake Maloney, 7. Saab, pod play for the next 3 weeks.
Nah, I don't love it. I see the upside to it, but we talk about flaws and Saab. If he's not scoring tries, he's going very low. Man, they've looked really good this year, and I see the attacking upside in him. The draw's not too bad, but you know, you're probably holding him for a little bit, get into some tougher games. We saw them get wrecked by the Dragons a few weeks back, Manly, and if another performance like that comes out, he's got a 15-20 pointer in him, so not for me.
The arrogance to just assume on my turn that you'll talk first is just, honestly, like it's just disrespectful. And this is what shits me about you. This is what really shits me about you. But luckily, I agree with everything you said. Hard pass on Jason Saab.
It's not disrespectful if I don't like you, though.
I don't like you either. I've made that clear on many occasions. Nah, Jason Saab though, hard pass. No thanks. Do you mind if I have a turn?
I just know how you go under pressure. So
you're right. I'll have a turn this time. Go, Kat.
Okay, from Dylan L. Turk. How does the Fogarty injury affect these Canberra cheapies? Should we be selling in the coming weeks?
First of all, Canberra as like a whole, the city, everything just got heaps fucking shitter. There's even less reasons to go down there now. How does it affect the cheapies? I actually think it might help Ethan Strange, as we said before. Schiller, I think he's on borrowed time. Simi Sasagi's on a path to immortality at the moment. Ethan Strange is the only one I personally care about, and I think it actually helps him. I think he'll run the football more and be more involved, so it could be a positive.
Yeah, no, the nation's capital. Who'd hate having knowing the name of your neighbour and having a 20-minute commute from one side of the city to the other? Tough stuff, mate. James Schiller, he can go. I took that and he took that personally.
Oh, my God. That was the rankest defence I've ever heard. Proceed.
Were you going to bay at the Capitol? Schiller has got to go in coming weeks. Doesn't have to be this week. Xavier Savage got to go either this week or next. I kind of want to hold Strange and Morgan Smithies through to round 13 and round 16. They play them two major bye rounds, so I'm going to hang tight with those two blokes. Certainly Smithies, Ethan Strange. I want to see how he goes with Fogarty out. Increased role in attack, whether or not he's enough to hold on to, time will tell.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Last question, guys. I like this one. It's a bit different. Ryan and Wright 91, does the current state of the league in New Zealand make it a no-brainer that the next expansion club should be in New Zealand?
I'd love
great it. Great supercoach question.
Yeah, great supercoach question.
Top shelf.
Oh, look, I actually made my Kiwi radio debut yesterday, Roo.
Did you?
Yeah, it's great. Great shout, SEN. I love it. I'd love to see it go to New Zealand. I think there is such a small window in the history of rugby league and rugby union over there, certainly over the recent decades, where rugby league is just on such a rapid rise over there. Rugby union, probably not in its best spot. I know it's still thriving in NZ, but I think there's a great opportunity to put a second team over there.
Yeah, look, I keep getting told by people over there that it's not thriving at the moment. And that's just people messaging me and whatnot. Maybe it's wrong. I don't
rugby
know.
Rugby union.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was being a bit polite. Like by their standards,
By their standards, it sounds like it's going pretty ordinary at the moment. You know, the Warriors, they just went into the Harold Matts this year. They're playing in the grand final this weekend. The Wars are absolutely flying. Fisher Harris is returning home. I mean, I just think all the stars are aligning.
They knocked us off in the final last season, got 30-0 or something.
Yeah, look at the crowds at Mount Smart, wherever they go in New Zealand every single week. I hope they're about to go to Las Vegas as well. I think cashing in on the New Zealand on another New Zealand team would be great. Could you imagine the week those two teams play each other? But there's an opportunity to create that as like New Zealand's origin over there.
Yes. It's like if not now, then never.
Never. Yeah. This is the best time to possibly do it. So I think it'd be a great shout there. There's still so much untapped potential. And if we can get to a point at the moment where league is potentially starting to catch up to union over there, cash in.
And you know what? It doesn't have to level out with it. If you can just like continue to build and continue to build, money to be made, grow the NRL, grow the game, how good.
And I would love to see, similar to Fish, I would love to see a heap of Kiwis return.
Yeah.
Go back home that are playing for other NRL clubs, go back home and build a fucking team there. I can be sick. Yeah.
Look at SJ and how his performance changed when he went back home, where he's from, where his family is. He's a different guy.
And they've had, you know, the Warriors probably. Well, I mean, the Warriors are in such a good spot that, mate, I think Stacey Jones has served such a long apprenticeship as an assistant coach. I'd love to see him as the head coach over there. Yeah. You got, you know, Wayne might be free. Maybe he could come in as a coach or an assistant or be involved. I just reckon that's the spot to be.
Yeah.
They're going to be unreal. Yeah.
27, 28, 29, 30.
30. Just snuck in by a bee's dick. How good. Thank you, Kathmandu. We're going to hit the frog and toad now. That was your last question, right?
Well, I mean, look, you had a go that it wasn't a super coach question. So I
did have a crack at
you. Give you one more super coach question if you want.
You got another one?
There's plenty.
Let's go.
I'm
one
trying
more.
To mix it up for you guys.
Go.
Joshua Trevorrow, I'm so sorry. Is Lomax a buy at 800K?
Oh, I personally think he's going to be a keeper all year. I've already got him and I'm stoked to have him. But, yeah, especially with your CTWs, with your Strangers and your Schillers, I think it'd be a great buy in 2 weeks. Especially if you've got KP money to throw around now. I personally like it. What are your thoughts?
KP money makes it a lot easier. That being said, for anyone who didn't hold Cleary, a lot of that money is going to go straight to Nathan Cleary.
That's true.
And I know this is another bloke who's very expensive. I still prefer if you don't own Val Holmes. Val Holmes still not very highly owned. With that run coming up after this Penrith week, I would be saving it and I'd be spending it on Val Holmes for that run to come.
Yeah, fair shout. You have a look at Lomax, a low score of 44 this year. And what is it, 4 out of 7 scores over 80 at the moment. He's 5 scores out of 7 over 80. He's doing very, very well, Zachy Lomax. All right, I think we are done and dusted. Sorry, Kat. I feel bad now. You've made me feel like I went too hard at you for the non-super coach question.
Oh, it's okay. I just responded.
Yeah, I feel awful.
If you're gonna dish it out, you got to take it too. You know,
Just don't do one of those sneezes right now. I can't. When I feel bad, I can't handle one of those. That'd break my heart. Timmy, we done?
We're done, mate.
We will see you next week on Beers and Breakevens, where I will be sitting once again on top of the throne after another huge week and a Turbo 40. Thanks for joining us once again.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.